Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And I'm glad you're here. Denise Brousseau is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. She is the founder and the CEO of Thought Leadership Lab, and she works with people just like you and me to help them put their best foot forward in the marketplace through concentrating, focusing on being dedicated to being a thought leader. And she's helped companies all over the world do this. She's a business owner herself, just like you and me. And her new book is called Ready to Be a Thought Leader, How to Increase Your Influence, Impact, and Success. And she's our new friend, Denise Brousseau. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book.
Thank you.
One of the things that I've been doing for 16 years now, Denise, is trying to get small business owners to admit, to recognize, to leverage the fact that they are experts in their business. Now, you know, the average small business owner is pretty humble, pretty, you know, pretty aw shucks kind of person, men and women, and they're not, you're not as likely to go out around bragging on what they know and all that kind of stuff. And they may not even think they know much. They actually might think that. But if they're successfully running a small business, they're experts, aren't they?
Absolutely. Experts in both the product and service of their own business, but also in the trends in their own industry, what might be happening in their community. These are the things they could be talking about and should be, because that's what their customers and clients are looking for them to be, is that advisor, that change agent, and that thought leader.
Yeah, and especially as it relates to the product helping the customer, the application of the product. So I've been trying all these years to get my audience to think of themselves as an expert. And if we can get them to think of themselves as an expert, that's what they are. But when you take that to market, the vehicle, the track, the strategy that you use to take that expertise to market is thought leadership, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think one of the things that I try to help my customers understand is that you can start by imagining this as telling a story, that it isn't about expertise in as an academic or with, you know, there's lots of research and so on, and that can hold people back. But instead, think about telling your stories of your existing customers. How has your product or service changed the way they're doing business? What is it that you are doing in a story form? Because that allows people to feel more engaged with you and feel more connected with you, which is a whole piece of why people buy.
And I'm glad you brought that up too, Denise, because this is such an important thing, this storytelling. And you know what's interesting, Denise, is that the original advertising, the original Madison Avenue, was founded on stories 10,000 years ago, right?
Absolutely.
Long before anybody could write anything down, humans were telling each other stories. And so for some reason, for the last 100 years, storytelling in the marketplace kind of took a back seat, but it's getting a new life right now. But you're talking about it, I'm talking about it, other people are talking about it. And I don't know anybody who does a better job and can have more impact and benefit more from telling stories than small business owners. What do you think?
I agree. And another piece of that puzzle is one of the people I interviewed when I was writing this book, Ready to Be a Thought Leader. I interviewed this gentleman who worked at Google, and he was telling me that he believes his mission in life is to uncomplexify complex information. And I thought, wow, what a great term. And I think it's for all of us.
I'm sort of aggravated that I didn't think of that term. That's the kind of term I'd come up with. That's the kind of wacky thing it sounded like I would say.
it really resonated with me, and I really want people to think about it. Well, you do it so beautifully on your blog. I tell people to engage with metaphor, and you use this beautiful metaphor of the bumblebee.
Yeah.
And I think that that allows people to feel connected to the information that you're sharing with them, and it's certainly something we all recognize. So that's uncomplexifying
right.
some complex concept into a bumblebee.
Okay. And what makes Great. People allow you in to do that is something that you cannot, in my opinion, you cannot be a thought leader without this. You have to be able to deliver humanity. When people want to follow someone, when people want to do business with someone these days, the more and more, I believe, increasingly, Denise, people are attracted to humanity, to people behaving like real humans, and that's what uncomplexifying does, right? I mean, that's when you uncomplexify something, then basically you've shown them that you're human.
Yes, and that vulnerability, I think that we all can learn from some of the vulnerable leaders. One of those that I spoke to, Chip Conley, who is the founder of, and he started his first hotel out here at 26 and went on to build the largest.
My audience knows Chip. Chip's been on the show before, yeah.
And here's a guy who, when he speaks, he tells you the deepest, most personal stories of his life. He talks about when his company was almost bankrupt on more than one occasion in 10 years. He talks about his friend committing suicide. He talks about his health challenges and almost dying on the stage giving a talk. All of those ways in which he shares his vulnerability make us not just like him, but listen to him. And then his more difficult messages can get through about how to build a great company. So I think that's a piece of that puzzle that you're talking about.
Well, and the thing that I think is so important these days, Denise, and this is a message I've been trying to drive home now for a while, being competitive is just table stakes. The classic competitive model, that paradigm, price, product, service, array, delivery, et cetera, that's table stakes. That's a commodity these days. People are looking for another way to differentiate you, to find the winner of their Super Bowl on this purchase they're making. And they're running out of ways in the classic marketplace competitive model, aren't they? They're looking for new ways, and your ideas on thought leadership is one of those ways.
That's my hope, and that was one of the reasons I wrote this book. I just look at the world of the way we shop now, and just to talk to small business owners, the first thing we do is we go to the Internet. So what I'm always trying to encourage people to think is, are you discoverable? I know some people call it discoverable, but I think it's much broader than that. Are you discoverable both on the Internet and with the reputation you've built?
Hold on to that thought, Denise. We've got to take a quick break. The book is called Ready to Be a Thought Leader, How to Increase Your Impact, Influence, and Success by Denise Brousseau. She and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.